Hello, welcome to the Will Leach Experience Podcast Trivia Edition. Matthew Leach is still hanging out with us. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, Will.
Thanks for hanging on. Now, as regular listeners know, there are 200 points on the board. Now, there are certain people on the board that people always want to beat. I'm assuming Joe Sheehan at 104 is in your strike zone of people you'd like to defeat in this.
That is a safe assumption.
Okay, well, the lowest score of all time is 87. We never mentioned the name of that person who got that score until that score is vanquished. Of course, you can see it on my site, so sorry to him. We start out with toss-ups. These are worth 5 points apiece. We have a bell that is getting... I got it too cheaply, so it's not actually ringing very well these days. But you'll still be able to tell when you got it right. All right, so five... these questions are not all baseball, as you know, but obviously I write them, so they're baseball in mind because you are an editor at MLB.com. All right, so toss-up questions, 5 points apiece. Question number one. The first potential bid stealer of conference tournament weekend came when Belmont beat which team in the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament?
Murray State.
That's correct for 5 points. Question two. What team beat USC Upstate to win the Atlantic Sun Tournament and earn its first ever berth to the NCAA Tournament?
Ooh. I can only name like one school in that conference. I don't think it's them, but I'm going to say Stetson.
That's incorrect. North Florida. North Florida.
Wow.
I know.
Mighty UNF.
I know. That's your neck. That's not exactly your neck of the woods, but the general area.
The city where I was born.
Yeah, okay, like that's very specific. What is it? All right, question number three. What team won the Atlantic 10 Conference regular season in its first season in the conference?
Oh. I got nothing. Because I can only name teams that were already in it. So, UMass Lowell.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Davidson. Davidson.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Question number four. What NFL team signed I can never say his name. Ngamankong Su.
Dolphins.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number five. Heading into the major conference tournaments, what team is number one in KenPom's rankings?
If it's not Kentucky, I have no idea, so Kentucky.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number six. What team is number two in KenPom's rankings heading into the conference tournaments?
Virginia.
That's incorrect. That was true until their loss to Louisville. It is, in fact, Arizona. Arizona is number two. Question number seven. Name the two MLS teams that made their debuts this weekend.
Orlando City and NYCFC. They played each other.
Correct. We are but 1 year away until we have MLS within an hour drive here in Athens, Georgia. Question number eight. What team was no hit over the weekend but still salvaged a tie?
The Houston Astros.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number nine. I'm going to mispronounce his name because it's different than what you think it is, which makes sense. What team was irritated when ambidextrous pitcher Pat Venditti? When Pat Venditti fooled them by pitching with a different hand than their switch hitting center fielder had been expecting in the on deck circle.
Oh, this is bad, and I should know it. The Royals?
That's incorrect. The Chicago Cubs.
That's bad.
I embedded a hint for you because I said the switch hitting center fielder, but. All right, and question number 10, name any one of the 8 venues for the first 2 rounds of the NCAA tournament.
The name of the venue or
the city.
Charlotte.
That's correct for 5 points. The others are Columbus, Jacksonville, Louisville, Omaha, Pittsburgh, Portland, and Seattle. So you get 30 points, 6 correct for 30 points. Perfectly fine. Well done. Congratulations. Good work. Now we go to the topical. I give you an overarching topic, and there will be 10 questions worth 5 points apiece, under which, for example, if I said name the managers of the following Major League Baseball teams, then I would say the Cardinals, Yankees, Cubs, so on down the line. So the overarching topic is I'm going to name a Major League Baseball team You tell me which pitcher had the most wins, antiquated stat, but still counts, most wins for that team in the 2014 season. Okay. Question number one, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Clayton Kershaw.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number two, the Cincinnati Reds.
Johnny Cueto.
Correct for 5 points. Question number three, the New York Mets.
Jacob DeGrom.
This is incorrect. Bartolo Colon. Amazingly, that
Yeah.
was kind
Oh,
of
that
amazing.
hurts. I love me some Bart.
Question number four, Minnesota Twins.
Philip Hughes.
Correct for 5 points. Question number five, the Washington Nationals.
Jordan Zimmerman.
That's incorrect. Doug Fister. Doug Fister was the
Ah.
correct answer on that one. Question number six, Cleveland Indians.
Corey Kluber.
Correct for 5 points. Question number seven, San Francisco Giants.
Madison Bumgarner.
Correct for 5 points. Question number eight, Toronto Blue Jays.
Mark Burley.
That's incorrect. R.A. Dickey. R.A.
Oh, wow.
Dickey. Question number nine, the Kansas City Royals.
James Shields.
That's correct. I also would have accepted Yordano Ventura because they both had the same number of wins, which was a surprise to me. And question number 10, the Colorado Rockies. That's a sound drop. I'm going to use that.
Jorge De La Rosa.
That is correct. Well pulled. Good
Wow.
pull. Good pull. That's correct for 5 points. You got seven. You're at 65. You're doing just fine. Next up is team nicknames. I will give you the nickname of a team. If I said, for example, just off the top of my head, the St. Louis Major League Baseball team, for 10 points, if you knew, you would say Cardinals. If you did not know, and you only get one guess, so if you say it wrong, you do not get the hint. But if you did not know, you could ask for a hint for 5 points after I gave you the name of the stadium that they play in and the mascot of the team. If you knew after that, you would get 5 points. Understood?
I think so.
Okay, question number one, the Pensacola Double-A Minor League Baseball team.
Blue Wahoos.
That's correct for 10 points. They play at Pensacola Bayfront Stadium, and their mascot is Kazoo. Question number two, the Peoria Single-A Minor League Baseball team.
Chiefs.
That is correct for now.
Yeah.
They play at Pete Vonachon Stadium at Minon Field. I probably mispronounced a lot of that. Their mascot is Homer. That's correct for 10 points. Question number three, the Stetson men's and women's basketball team.
Hatters.
That is correct for 10 points. You're killing the mascots. They play at the Edmond Center, and their mascot, amusingly, is John B. They actually named him for John B. Stetson himself. And
Wow.
yes, he does have a big hat. Question number four, the Frankfurt NFL Europe team.
Galaxy.
That is correct for 10 points. You may be the first person to ever get the NFL Europe question.
I hesitate to say this because I will blow up, but nicknames are kind of a thing for me.
All right, well, then you're.
I will put it this way. If I then blow up on this category going forward, I will be very sad and
All
embarrassed.
right, well done. They played at Commerce Bank Arena, and their mascot was Frankie the Dinosaur, which is funny for a team named Frankfurt. And so, you would be the first person ever to get 50 points on team nicknames if you get this one, the Tulsa WNBA team.
And that's what I get for getting cocky. Give me a hint.
They play at the Buck Center, and their mascot's name is Volt.
Lightning.
That's good guess. Very good guess from Volt. That's incorrect. They are the Shock. They
Ah.
are the Shock, but an excellent guess off Volt. Sometimes the mascots don't help. That time it did. But very well done. 40 out of 50. That gives you a total of 105 points heading into Outburst. Very well. Very good. Very good total. Very well done. And you've actually already beat
Boom.
Sheehan. So
Outstanding.
there you go. All right, so we're going to Outburst. We have 1 minute on the clock. I give 10 different. You have five different categories. 1 minute on the clock to give the as many of the you are not penalized for getting answers incorrect. So I will just tell you no, but you can shout out as many as you want. No penalties for getting it wrong. There are 10 answers on the clock. 1 minute on the clock. The first question, as has become. Let's get up the timer. There it is. There it is. As regular listeners of the know this of the podcast know, this is how I usually start the outburst. The home state of the person doing the of my contestant. Name me the 10 largest cities in Florida. The 10 largest cities in Florida by population as of the 2010 census. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Miami.
Yes.
Orlando.
Yes.
Tampa.
Yes.
St. Petersburg.
Yes.
Jacksonville.
Yes.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
Tallahassee.
Yes.
Pensacola.
No.
No. Okay. St. Augustine.
No.
Gainesville.
No.
Sarasota.
No.
Bradenton.
No.
Melbourne.
No.
Yeesh. Panama City.
No.
Ugh.
10 seconds on the clock.
Key West.
No.
Homestead.
No.
Time.
You got 7. Very well done. I'm also realizing that there must be 3 cities that you named so many Florida cities. I feel like I should give you a point just for naming so many states that weren't on there. You got Miami, Orlando, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Jacksonville, Fort Lauderdale, and Tallahassee. The 3 you missed were Hialeah. Am I saying that correctly?
Wow. Okay. Hialeah. That's part of Dade County. Okay.
Hialeah. Pembroke Pines.
Oh.
And Port St. Lucie.
Wow, that is surprising.
Yes, so those are the 10 by population. But of course, it's also surprising that Kansas City has a larger population than St. Louis. Often these, as you know, these areas often are a bit different. Okay, question next in outburst. 1 minute on the clock. The 10 hitters who had the highest OPS in the Major League Baseball in 2014. The 10 hitters who had the highest OPS in 2014. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Mike Trout.
Yes.
Victor Martinez.
Yes.
Miguel Cabrera.
Yes.
Boy, and I'm just going to blank, and this is going to be bad. Freddie Freeman.
No.
Joey Votto.
No.
David Ortiz.
No.
Oh, boy. Adrian Gonzalez.
No.
This is going to be really embarrassing and bad. Giancarlo Stanton.
Yes.
Ryan Braun.
No. 10 seconds.
Oh, jeez. God. Robinson Cano.
No.
And Carlos Gomez.
No, and time. That is 4. You got Mike Trout, Victor Martinez, Miguel Cabrera, and Giancarlo Stanton, the one you missed. Jose Abreu, Jose Bautista.
Wow.
Michael Brantley, which was a surprise and impressive. Edward Encarnacion, the one you'll probably be most frustrated yourself with. Andrew McCutcheon, and Anthony Rizzo.
Rizzo. That's really bad.
So, this is a very stressful game. I try not to be the Trebek about it and be like, no, you fool, I have the answer right in front of me, and therefore it's so on. So, all right, yeah, 1 minute on the clock. The 10 pitchers with the best ERA plus in 2014. 1 minute on the clock, go.
Clayton Kershaw.
Yes.
Felix Hernandez.
Yes.
Hisashi Iwakuma.
No.
Corey Kluber.
Yes.
Jordan Zimmermann.
No.
Masahiro Tanaka.
No.
Henderson Alvarez.
Yes.
Cole Hamels.
Yes.
Alex Cobb.
No.
Wow. Chris Archer.
No.
Madison Bumgarner.
No.
Ballpark. Chris Sale.
Yes.
Johnny Cueto.
Yes.
You
have 7. 10 seconds.
Sonny Gray.
No.
Zach Greinke.
No.
Steven Strasburg.
No, and time. You got seven. You got Clayton Kershaw, Felix Hernandez, Corey Kluber, Henderson Alvarez, which was very impressive. I would no way I would have gotten that one. Cole Hamels, Chris Sale, and Johnny Cueto. You missed Doug Fister.
Ah, twice.
John, yeah, he's killing you. You're being fisted, one might argue. John Lester and Adam Wainwright. Those are the three that you missed.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry about the fisted joke. All right, 1 minute on the clock. The last 10 human beings to have won the American League Cy Young. Now, if someone has won it twice, they only count once.
Right.
So
right,
therefore,
right.
The last 10 people to do it. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Corey Kluber.
Yes.
Felix Hernandez.
Yes.
Johan Santana.
Yes.
Pedro Martinez.
No.
Barry Zito.
No.
Tim Hudson.
No.
Zach Greinke.
No. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, forgive me. Yes. I'll give you an extra few seconds for that one.
Max Scherzer.
Yes.
Justin Verlander.
Yes.
David Price.
Yes.
CC Sabathia.
Yes, 10 seconds. And time. Well done. Pulled out a lot at the end there. That's eight. You got a total of eight. Corey Kluber, Felix Hernandez, Johan Santana, Zach Greinke, Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, David Price, and CC Sabathia. The two you missed were Bartolo Colon.
Oh!
And, yeah, so you're having a hard time with him today. And and Cliff Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Cliff Lee. So that's eight. So I'm going to tally your total here because you have one more to go. 11, 18, 26. You are currently at 133. Very well done. You are at 133. You have
ahead
one.
Of Nicholas. Nice.
Yeah, you're doing. Yes, you're doing very well. You're at 133. You are. You need one to tie, two to pass Kavitha Davidson and Will Brinson into third place. Fifth place all time. You are. See, 130. Sorry, I said 134. 133. You're 133. You need four to tie Matt Brown for fourth. You cannot catch our top three. Are Frank Schwab of Yahoo, Chuck Culpepper, and Jeff Pass. But nevertheless, very, very good score. So we are to the last question. 1 minute on the clock. Now he gets his piece of paper. The last 10 human beings. Oh, by the way, one thing I love about the last one, no repeat winners in the last 10 years. No one has won it twice in the American League. I was kind of amazed by that. So, all right. that may or may not be the case in our next one, which is the last 10 human beings to win the National League Cy Young. Last 10 human beings to win the National League Cy Young. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Clayton Kershaw.
Yes.
Chris Carpenter.
Yes.
Boy, this is going to just kill me. Johan Santana?
No.
No. Cliff Lee?
No.
Oh, boy. Tim Lincecum?
Yes.
R.A. Dickey.
Yes. And 10 seconds.
God. Johnny Cueto does not have one.
No. And time. You got four. You got Clayton Kershaw, Chris Carpenter, Tim Lincecum, and R.A. Dickey. The ones you missed, Roger Clemens.
Oh.
I know, right? Eric Gagne. Roy Holiday.
That's bad.
Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
Jake Peavy.
Wow.
And one that you could have given me 300 names, and I would have not come up with Brandon Webb.
Yeah, that was harder than the other one. I don't feel quite so bad about that.
So Brandon Webb is impossible. So you finished with a total of 137, which ties you for Matt Brown for fourth all time. Very well done, and particularly well done on the nicknames. That was very well done. So congratulations for you get absolutely nothing for this, but congratulations for exceeding no one's expectations but your own.
Says you.
Anyway, hey, thanks for hanging out with me this week. This was really fun, and you and I, we live in Athens, so let's go beverage soon.
Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you to Matthew Leach. You can follow him on Twitter at Matthew H. Leach, MattheWHLeach. This has been the Willis Experience Trivia Podcast. We'll be back on Monday night with Matt Norlander previewing the NCAA tournament. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe out there.